let you guys get set up. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's always good to see some familiar faces out there again and be back here in Mankato. We're loving being down south here in Mankato. The fields have been excellent. The dorms have been outstanding. So we're sleeping well, and the food has been good. So when you have good food and you sleep well, you can you always know camp starts off right. And you know what I like, our chemistry of the guys that we have, the D-line group, the linebackers, as well as the secondary. So we feel good about that. And today will be day two of pads, so our guys are excited. We'll have some live action today, so they're excited to get that ramped up and going. So we look forward to today. So with that, I'll open it up for questions.
What's the best defensive line you've had since you've been here in terms of depth and everything?
Well, I've only had 1 year, so with guys returning and knowing what to expect from me, I'd say yes.
What have you seen out of Sharif so far?
He's a big-bodied guy, and he's an explosive guy. And the thing that we do like about Sharif is he picks up things quickly, and when the coaches have to correct him, he takes that correction. He does the right thing the next time, and whatever was wrong, that's out the window. He's doing that correction correctly from then on. So that's a good thing. When a guy has a problem, he takes that problem and eliminates it and finds a new problem, so to speak. And so we like that. And you know what? He's a high character guy. He comes in there in the meeting rooms ready to go, ready to study. So the things that we saw on tape at Florida, he's bringing those things here in terms of preparation.
What are a couple of key things that he needs to improve to be a steady contributor, at least on the line?
Right now it's going to be tough to tell. We just need to wait to see what he does in live action. Sometimes guys will revert back to what they did in college, and we'll wait to see if he has any of those bad habits. Even as of right now, he's on track to being a consistent, powerful football player, which we can use and which we like.
Alan, if he and Kevin are your two best tackles, would you play them together?
You know what? I don't think so, and that's not a definite. But the one thing that we do, we rotate guys so much that you do need two, three techniques. You do need two noses. So we'll see how that shakes out. But the one thing about those two spots, they're different. They're different spots. Just because you're a great three technique does not necessarily mean that you're going to come in and play nose and be as effective. So I don't think so, but I'm not going to rule anything out.
Can you talk to some of these prideful veterans who played every down, Kevin Williams, Jared Allen, about this rotation and kind of say, hey, guys, this is the best for us to keep everybody fresh?
Great question, but that's the same question we had from last year. And the guys know that they're gonna rotate. They know that they're going to at some point have to come out of the ball game, and that's going to be the best thing for the team, not necessarily the best thing for their number of reps. But we want to make sure that we keep them fresh, that we keep them going for two reasons, or really three reasons. One is that at the end of the ball game, that when we need to shut it out, that guys are fresh, they can get themselves going. Number two would be at the end of the year, when we need to make that playoff push, that guys are healthy and they don't have too many reps on their bodies, so that they're still fresh. And the third is that if someone would happen to get injured, the other guy has enough reps under his belt that he can come in there and play winning football. So having that rotation helps the entire team out, and they're good with it. Even though they may tell you, hey, I want to play every down, they know what's best for us and as a whole.
As Josh Robinson transitions into that slot corner role, what are the biggest things he still needs to learn there and still needs to work on?
He just needs the reps. He needs to see the different plays that he's going to get in practice. I don't think people realize how tough that position is. That's a position that you have to fit like a safety or a linebacker in the box, and you have to cover like a corner when you're on a wide receiver. So that's a position, unlike other ones, when you can just get by being talented. You have to have good instincts, you have to be talented, and you have to see the reps. So experience is a plus there. So he just needs more reps. And the one thing that we have seen, we're very, very encouraged at him playing in that spot.
Alan, how much of a leadership role has Chris Cook and Jamarcus Sanford taken?
Big time. And really, Jamarcus has just taken over from what he did for us last year, and he's leading us again this year. And Chris Cook, I think he feels more settled in his own skin and what he's what he's doing. He has a second year with me. Of course, he's been with Joe Woods a few years, but he's grown into his own in terms of that leadership position.
That slot corner role, do you have other guys you'd be comfortable plugging in there?
We have a few guys that we're repping in there. Of course, you've seen Josh in there. You've also seen Cheryl's. He's been in there before, and he's done that in the past. In the OTAs, you saw a number of corners in there. You saw A.J. Jefferson. He was in there. So we have a number of guys that are in the slot, and but I think we'll be fine with Josh in there. Yep, Jacob was in there. He has been in there. He hurt his thumb in OTAs, but that's all healed up, and he has experience being in there the last few years. He did that a little bit when he was in Indy, and, of course, he did it when he was with Detroit, so he feels comfortable being inside.
During OTAs, Cook said he's more confident in Snow. He can take chances, not bad chances, and not be afraid to make mistakes. Do you see that that's kind of how he's improving, too, that he's willing to go all out there, whether it's a mistake or not?
I like what you said by, and I'd say calculated risk rather than chances, because, and he does a good job of that. And with not just Cook, with any of our guys, we don't want them playing not to make a mistake. We want them to play full speed, and that's what they're doing. They know their assignments, go all out, read your keys, and when you do that, it's more of a calculated risk than a chance or. Guys just freelancing. They know we don't do that. So he's been doing that and being able to make plays and also not giving up big ones, which is important.
If you look back to last year and then forward to this year, the importance of turnovers, how much of a stress is that for you to the players to be able to create those?
Yeah, big time. Coach Frazier put up a stat the other day, and one of the things that we've been concentrating on, he said when the defense turns the ball over and scores, you have a 75% chance of winning that ball game. So that's in their minds, not just turning the ball over, but also scoring with the ball. So we stress that all the time. We're going to hustle. We're going to run to the ball so that when there is a tip ball, when there is a ball on the ground, that we have more purple jerseys around that ball than anyone else. So that is a priority in our camp. It will be going into the season and as we practice.
With Kevin Williams getting limited reps, what can you expect out of a guy like Sharique Floyd who's also asked to play special teams?
Well, you know what? I think people forget about Christian Ballard because we brought Sharique in. All the guys are going to compete, and all the guys are going to be expected to play special teams. We just look at special teams as an extension of a defensive snap. So the guys know that they have to have a big role on special teams because the field position game is big in terms of us playing good defense. We'd rather defend from the 5-yard and make them go 95 or 90 yards from the 10 rather than being on the 50. So the guys know that special teams is going to be a role. They know it's an important role and a role that we do well here in Minnesota. And all of them are willing to take on those reps and help us team-wise and the defense. Really, I'd say, you know what, for him, I thought that he was going to be rusty getting back in it, but he's really not. So one thing that shows about Desmond is that he has unbelievable hustle. He's a bright, instinctive football player. He's always run to the ball if you looked at tape in previous years. So all the rust that I expected for him to come in with, it's not there. And then for him to pick up the defense, I thought that it was going to be a little bit, but he got in there day one. He went with the second group, and he was sharp. So that was very encouraging, and we'll see how it shapes up once he gets with the live bullets in the preseason. But everything right now is very encouraging.
Alan, I know it's early, but what have you seen with Xavier Rhodes, and what do you like about him so far?
He's big. He's long. He has a great attitude. We talk about here about being a smart football player. We always talk about being physical, and we put the pads on yesterday, and every indicator shows that he is going to be physical. We talk about hustle. So all those things that that we talk about in terms of team characteristic, he's displayed those. And Joe mentioned last night in our meeting, he's a prideful guy. So everything is not perfect right now, but he works at it. He comes in early. He stays late. So every indicator is that he's going to be a good football player, and we just need to get him more reps. And it's always tough on a rookie guy, to, especially at corner, to come in and play well. But every indicator says that he will, and just because of his work ethic and his talent.
Do you expect him to take that, step up and take that outside job, letting Josh focus on just on the slot?
You know, we have great competition here. We have a lot of good corners, and you know, I'm not expecting anyone to take his spot or a guy to not play well. I expect all our corners to play well, and what I do is let them go out there, let them compete, turn on the film, and the film says what it is. So I'm not going to reserve any judgments or make any predictions right now. I'm just going to wait, coach them up, look at the film, and the film will tell.
Alan, how do you see Jamarca kind of progress here, kind of solidifying himself as a starter last year, and then coming in, he's the most experienced guy in the secondary now?
Yeah, I just think that Jamarca feels, I mentioned before, one of the guys, he feels comfortable in his skin, that he's always been a leader. You guys have interviewed him. He likes to talk now. But the one thing about Jamarca, though, that he backs it up on the football field. And I think that's an important part of what guys do. Guys can talk, but Jamarca's one that when he gets on the field, he goes a million miles an hour. He plays hard. He plays smart. The one thing he has better judgment in the passing game than he has in the past. He's always been a fire plug and stopping the run, but he's elevated his game in the passing game, and so that's good to see. He's becoming a complete football player and one of the better safeties in the league. So we like what he brings. We like his fiery attitude, and he's another guy that exemplifies everything that we talk about in terms of Minnesota Viking football.
He talked about how he and Harrison are fairly similar players. Do you like that, having two guys back there that are kind of interchangeable?
Yeah, and that's you know what? That's what our defense is all about. We don't have a strong safety, free safety, right and left safety. We have two good football players, and they're both smart. Now Harrison's picked up the system a lot faster than we expected. Rookie last year, this year he's come in and he said, you know what, coach? It slowed down probably somewhere around the last fourth of the season last year, and I feel confident about what's going on now. And if you give me a key, I can take that key and know what's coming before the play and carry out my assignment. So both guys are comfortable in that. They communicate extremely well. So when there's a shift or a motion, or one guy's out of place, the other guy makes up for him. So we have a good tandem there. But you know what? Not just with those two. Mistral can come in there, and he's played extremely well, communicates. Zendejo hadn't got a lot of reps on defense, and Robert Blanton, two guys that we like. So we have a lot of depth that back there in the secondary that we feel good about.
How did you get that more comfort there, the better judgment in the passing game, just the reps?
Well, reps and practice and in the games, and he worked hard in the offseason. I think when no one's around, and he worked at it in the classroom with Coach Woods, looking at tape, looking at some of the mistakes that maybe he made in the past. So he's worked himself into being an outstanding safety. It wasn't just, hey, I showed up next year and I'm automatically better. He put the work in the offseason, and it shows.
What have you seen from Adi Cole for rookie season to this year?
Audie feels more comfortable too. And you know what? It's not just them. I feel more comfortable as a coordinator year two than I did year one. So everyone, it's a year under his belt. It's a year that he knows the calls. He understands the calls. And the one thing about Audie is when he puts the pads on, his game elevates, because he's a big physical linebacker. So he may not necessarily look like he's moving as fast as the other guys, but he's long and he shows up in a hurry. And yesterday at 9-on-7, if you looked at the tape, he kissed the guy pretty good. So it was good to see. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.